Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that violence is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea here after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, on top of, etc., blah, 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 whenever, I said when, you receive us, we appreciate the, let me see, somersaulting fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, putting up an umbrella that hopefully wards off nuclear weapons here in Los Angeles. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, nuclear. We should lay
Did
down.
Did I say nuclear or nuclear?
I just like to say that.
I sometimes get all screwed up now.
No.
I was funnily on the show.
Oh, yes. I was trying to be funny.
I'm
Ryan Pfeiffer.
I wasn't sure if I said it, though.
No, you did not.
Because sometimes.
You've never said that.
Sometimes I do, but.
Ironically.
I'm trying to be funny, and then sometimes I don't realize I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like this lovely Monday.
Hello, lovely.
At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Jolly good.
You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out, possibly the cool, angry, liberal kids.
Yes. Terry Jones, is that the guy from Monty Python, right?
Yes.
God, he has dementia.
Yes.
Damn it.
Horrible.
Sad.
And it might be the nastiest disease. I don't know. There's a lot of nasty diseases.
Oh, that's the worst, dude.
But one that robs you of you and robs everyone else of you is horrible.
Elephantiasis of the sack sucks as well, but
an asshole.
Alzheimer's.
Correct.
Yes, unless you're an asshole on both counts.
Thanks for joining us, like I said. I just opened up our network and I'm looking at a shit ton of error messages.
Oh, great.
So, not what's going on right now. I think we are going out, but I think our network's been
wondrous.
A little fuckwaddy today. Anyway, listen to us 24/7, crabdiving.com/live.
Oh, yes.
You can listen to all the great stuff here on the network.
Right after this show is an episode of K-Voice, the voice of the resistance.
That's right.
Resist.
Twice a week. Tomorrow will be a brand new sparkling one, probably. And,
shit.
Those drop on Tuesdays and Fridays. iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. Hey, leave us a good review. Leave her a good review. Leave K-Voice a good review. Leave the Hollywood Hick a good review. Leave the Daily Upper Decker a good review. All the shows here on the network.
Good reviews all around.
That's right. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit you're going to buy on the internet through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
At Screaming Liberal Media.
Fill our wallets.
We could see, before we get to all the fun stuff, we could see what's, well, I mean, it's all fun.
Yes.
But we could see what's going on in the actual headlines. If I press that button right there.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 17th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Are your headlines? Over to the commie pinko liberal. Huffington Post.
Eat my dick.
Oh my God, it just changed in front of my eyes. It was something about Trump lies. Now it says, reports Trump salutes Erdogan on power grab. Oh, well, of course.
This is Turkey.
Yeah, if you haven't been following what's going on in in, is that the Mideast? I don't know. Eastern Europe? Turkey?
Turkey is Asia Minor, right? It used to be Asia Minor. It's the end of Europe, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it nuzzled in between Europe and Uncle Nipples over there, possibly?
Yes, it is, but I don't know. Is it?
Anyway, over there, Turkey has been having, some issues. They've got a smaller Trump, but I think Trump is a wannabe Erdogan. Or what's his name? Precep Erdogan.
Oh, shit. I can't pronounce his first name.
Tayyip Recep Tayyip Erdogan, something like that. Has been more, they used to be a democracy over there.
Right.
Now I saw some headlines that said RIP Turkey.
Right.
For democracy in Turkey because of this asshole. He's been slowly but surely trying to whittle away at the constitutional powers of other parts of government and turning himself into a big old strong man. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yes. By the way, Turkey straddles Europe and Russia.
Oh, there you go.
Straddles. So it's on both.
So and since Trump seems to only get hard for rallies and strongmen.
Right.
Of course, the reports are saying that Donald Trump. Well, anyway, they had a referendum over there, which basically was for the Turkish people to bend over and take it even more from this authoritarian goose stepping asshole.
Right.
And, in showing that people are dumb everywhere. They voted yes. Please
Die.
Take away our democracy. Big strong man, daddy, please take it away.
Can you turn the planet into a big flaming flame ball of fuckitude?
Apparently Trump was beside himself and reportedly called the Turkish president today to congratulate him.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on stomping out some more of that evil democracy,
right.
Letting those people decide what's going on there.
He congratulated the guy?
Yeah.
Fuck
Erdogan
me.
Narrowly emerged victorious from a referendum inflating the political powers of the presidency over there. 51.4% of dumb fucks over in Turkey voted yes. Please take away our democracy.
God, it's like there's this whole fucked up movement. It's going on everywhere.
These changes could theoretically keep Erdogan in power for 10 more years, more than 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
And allow him to select and remove members of his cabinet unilaterally. No approval process necessary.
So he can fire whoever he wants. Can he send them to a fucking prison camp? I mean,
he has.
Disappear these motherfuckers?
He's arrested after that attempted coup before because some of the secular military was like, well, this is getting a little Muslimy for us and a little authoritarian for us. Tried to have a little bit of a coup.
Yes.
Was it last year, year before?
And all
that,
right.
It didn't go well. And that just gave Erdogan a hard on to go after. He went after professors at universities and
that
arrested
them.
That
is so fucked up, man. I mean,
and the Republicans would love to do that shit.
Oh, I was
here.
Just thinking,
love to do that shit here.
If Schittler had a little camp that he could send people like Paul Ryan to, or I don't know, Schumer, that get in his way of legislation or whatever, his government would run smoother and more evilly.
Oh, if I could do whatever I wanted, if people just said yes to me.
Evilly is not a word, is it?
Sure.
Eviler. He's the evilest.
The, opponents of this ridiculous referendum that passed in Turkey are challenging it.
Yes.
They think there were some shenanigans, probably, knowing sure the way Erdogan works. Yeah. I mean, it's the way these guys work. They got to cheat, right?
Right. And they probably feel justified.
Cheat,
I mean,
and lie.
Oh, yes. You big cheater. And you're a liar, too.
It says, according to international observers in Turkey, it says some no voters faced intimidation at the polls.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And the ballots themselves, they said, were confusing, didn't even state what the vote was about. Erdogan over there did, again, what Trump wants to do and has cracked down on the media, arrested anybody that's printed stuff against him, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's been using the power of the state media to advertise for this, to tell everybody, oh, this is what you have to do. You have to give me all this power.
Oh, right. But on the ballot, when they voted, it didn't say what they were voting for.
Yeah, it said the ballots themselves didn't even state what the vote was about. So I don't know.
Then how the fuck?
One can't imagine they were all fair and free elections.
That's kind of fun, though. Choose A or B. Well, who's who? I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. Who do I know? Who am I voting for? That's crazy.
Trump called Erdogan to apparently congratulate him.
Yes.
However, Angela Merkel over in Germany had a slightly different reaction, it says here at the HuffPo. She said, quote, "The tight referendum result shows how deeply divided Turkish society is, and that means a big responsibility for the Turkish leadership and for President Erdogan personally." Kind of like here. But Trump seems to think that by losing the popular vote and barely squeaking through the Electoral College. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. He won a massive landslide.
God damn.
On all counts. One would think that you get into the White House and would think, well, you know, more than half the country didn't vote me in, or the electorate didn't vote me in.
I wonder if Erdogan...
Maybe I should moderate my views a little bit. But he went in with Pence and Bannon and all their lunatic conservative guns blazing.
He's operating like he has a mandate. Like the people are like, hey, we love your message. We want you to do all of this shit. But he's not. He's not doing anything anyone wanted.
They use that word
mandate.
For a while, mandate.
Right.
And even the Republicans had to shut up after a little while, because once all the final numbers came in, they realized that he lost everything the Electoral College.
I wonder if Erdogan is more popular in Turkey than Schindler. I mean, if he's just a strong man, or if people actually love him or think they love him.
Well, he's got the Jesus thing, or the Muhammad thing.
And he's got state-run media, right?
Going, too. Yeah, he's got state media.
Shit.
So, he's got the creepy religious shit, too. He's that's what they're afraid of, is that they're going to turn secular, democratic society in Turkey into an authoritarian Muslim regime.
God, I saw a study, I forget where I read it, over the weekend, and it said that religious intolerance is going up around the globe, that you're seeing an uptick in persecution based on somebody's religious beliefs in different countries.
Great. I mean, and here.
It shouldn't be like that. Oh, yeah.
We've had hate crimes skyrocket since Schindler came to power, right?
Yeah, but the problem over here is we don't even know. Like, is that why people don't want to say a crime is a hate crime? Because they don't want it to be categorized as like religious persecution?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, do we really know how much persecution is going on in this country? Because we have such a problem with labeling something that.
Oh, because the Christians in this country feel persecuted.
Yes.
If they can't shove their crosses in your hole, right?
Right. They don't see it as religious persecution when, I don't know, somebody gets fucking arrested for putting a Ten Commandments in your goddamn courthouse or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's not persecution. That's
Well, they think it's
whatever. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Persecution's on the rise. Who fucking cares?
They think, yeah, real persecution is on the rise, but American Christians here feel like nobody right. gets persecuted more than Christians. In fact,
butthurt's on the rise. What do you think about that?
Yesterday,
ooh, yes.
Their big. Oh look, he's back. He from the dead day.
Yes.
I saw on
who
the Twitter
that, Jesus.
Sure, I saw on the Twitter a whole bunch of people taking their chance on Easter Sunday to make sure they talk down other religions. Make right. sure, especially a lot of anti-Muslim stuff.
God damn it.
It's funny, you know, he is risen. Celebrate the religion of love, not the evil religion of baby killing and rapists. So fucked up.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
We can see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Speaking of disgusting.
Oh, yes.
Headlines all red over at the Drudge Report. Everybody grab a Depends.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be filling them soon. and the headline says, NK, North Korea vows weekly missile launch.
Oh, God.
Nuke war at any moment.
Jesus, what the fuck?
That's a BBC story.
How could it be any worse? How could it be any worse? Well, I'll tell you how.
Well, yeah.
Next week, they could be launching.
We'll be glowing here in Los Angeles.
Well, wait, they can't get here yet.
They probably, yeah. I mean, right now, so far, I think we're okay, but Seoul is fucked.
Why? But, you know, I have a question. Why? I mean, if it's such a pain in the ass to make a missile reach Los Angeles, why don't they just put a fucking bomb on a boat and sail it over?
Well, that's the thing. That's what a lot of people have said is, you know, it's not only the fact that you might have an ICBM. There's nothing, like you said, to keep them from throwing a bomb in a fishing boat and
surely North Korea
into a harbor somewhere
has enough money to put together a dirty bomb or to fund some fucking force to come over and do it.
So North Korea will continue to test missiles, a senior official told the BBC.
Oh, yes.
In Pyongyang, despite international condemnation and growing military tensions with the U.S.
And his fucking missile didn't work last time, so Kim Jong-un has to, like, whip it out again. Look, my big missile works. Fuck you.
But they could also have learned from that. Also. So it's not like, yeah.
It's a test, man.
It's science. Sometimes you learn more from a failure than you do from a success.
It sounds so reasonable for something that's so unreasonable.
Vice Foreign Minister Han Song-yeol.
Nine!
R-Y-O-L. Han, like Han Solo.
Right.
Song, like sing. Dash R-Y-O-L. Ryol.
That's a...
Said. We'll be conducting more missile tests on a weekly, monthly, and yearly basis, he said.
Right.
And said all-out war will result if the U.S. takes military action.
Did they send out a fucking schedule of this shit so I know when not to sail in whatever ocean they're going to fucking nuke for this test? Don't they just shoot a missile up and it falls in the water or something?
Oh, I think they have land tests.
Oh, okay.
I thought they have an area where they... And the only reason they know if they test them is from earthquake detectors.
Right.
And stuff like that. Because they test them underground.
God, can't we just stop... Is there any way for everybody who's in charge of all these countries just get together and say it's in no one's interest to wake up tomorrow morning glowing?
Well, you know,
I mean, kumbaya, motherfuckers.
When you've got two sad little man babies.
Oh, yes.
Who are narcissist lunatics having a dick measuring contest with nukes. What are we going to do?
Has there ever been a fascist dictator? Some fucking dude that has it been an asshole? Well, I wonder. I mean, because Trump is truly a cock. Kim Jong-un feels like a cock.
I think to have those views, you probably aren't a nice person.
Is Erdogan at least nice to have a conversation with, or is he a dickhead? I wonder.
I don't know. He seems like he's a dick.
What about Marie Le Pen?
Oh, she's a real dick. She's a big, giant dick.
Is it Marie Le Pen or Marie Le Pen?
Le Pen.
Oh, okay.
Marie Le Pen.
Marie Le Pen.
The He said Pence, meanwhile, is over there.
Oh, yes.
Went to South Korea.
He's looking serious as fuck, by the way.
Went right to the DMZ and stared down some North Koreans on the other side.
Jesus Christ.
Gave a speech. He also is saber rattling. He said that America's era of strategic patience with North Korea is over.
God. So are they trying to put the art of the deal to the ultimate fucking test? Can we negotiate away this nuclear threat with Schindler's fucking skills as a negotiator? I mean,
he said, Mr. Han of North Korea said, if the U.S. is planning a military attack against us, we will react with a nuclear preemptive strike. Oh, by our own style and method.
Our own style, baby. Our own flair. I like to do it my way, your way.
Which might be a ship. I mean, there's really nothing to take to keep them from coming to the port of Los Angeles in a ship and setting off a nuke right there in the harbor.
Well, give him an idea, dude.
Well, I think they've
thought of it.
Someone's probably thought of that.
Oh, my God. That guy's nuts, too. I was looking for pictures of Kim Jong-un to post for like a promo for our show.
Mm-hmm.
And just Google him and look at the pictures. He is just as bananas as Schindler, but that fucking hair.
The hair is crazy.
He looks like a paintbrush. I don't even know. Everybody's got to have that haircut.
He had kind of normal hair. And then shortly after his dad had the grabber,
yes.
Then he for some reason, I guess they told him, you got to get a crazy haircut.
I mean, he's a lunatic, and he's so, for a country where everybody's starving, he's pretty fat. I mean, his face is like the size of a pumpkin, and he has no neck.
Yeah, and he's had some, they think he had issues, like a year, you know, nobody knows, there's never any news or anything that gets out, but there was a time when he was like limping, and then he disappeared for a while, and they think he might have had
gout.
Yeah, like he you know, eating so poorly and you know, like a big royal fuckwad, he I guess himself into, and he's in his 30s.
Is he the only
gout in your 30s?
I think he's the only person in North Korea ever to contract. How do you get gout?
Is it from
too much pork or some shit?
And it's a buildup of
fatty acids in your ankles.
I used to know. Is it potassium? Yes. It's a buildup of something in
your
system.
It's potassium in your feet. You get all gouted up in amputation, generally. Treated with amputation or, I don't know. I don't know.
So, there you go. More saber rattling over.
Yes.
Over in North Korea. And Pence, did you see the pictures of Pence? And he's been pretty criticized by a lot of pundits today.
He looks so striking in that outfit he's got.
Well, he was out there in a bomber jacket.
I know. He looks like a man.
What kind of a message does that send?
That says, meet me at the glory hole. I am a power bottom.
And nothing that these assholes do isn't thought out beforehand. So, they were like, oh, yeah, let's look like we got a big set of big hanging balls and put Pence in a bomber jacket when he's talking to those fucking North Koreans, right? We'll show them what a man looks like.
You know, I can think of, just off the top of my head, a few instances where these politicians who want to come off as hyper-masculine, but there's nothing hyper-masculine about Pence or Trump or any of these GOP motherfuckers, right? You know, they sit around in these expensive suits all day. They probably get manicures. They probably get waxed. Electrolysis.
Right. These aren't the ones that were out in Berkeley over the weekend.
Oh, fuck no. The white supremacists.
The tatted white supremacists chugging milk. Did you see that?
Oh, God, I did.
They're so fucking weird and sad.
Of the dude with the knife?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, my God. Please. I hate these racists. They're the worst, man.
There's another report over at the BBC that says
BBC.
These election monitors, these international monitors who were saying there were some shenanigans. Erdogan's telling them they should know their place. There you go. Know your place. He's rejecting criticism by monitors who say that the campaign fell short of international standards. Know your place.
God. Know your place.
Yep.
It's fucked up.
Okay, it's like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
It would say the same thing. Fake news. Fake news.
Did they, I mean, you know, the thing about Trump bragging about his negotiating skills and like looking at how Obama handled North Korea, is he really comparing it to like how he would handle a deal with a casino or a business?
Well, I think he thought it would be that easy. Everything he's done, we seem to, or he's had trouble doing, which the only thing he's done is put that fucking Gorsuch on the court.
I mean, maybe it is easier on some level. That, you know, maybe there is some simplicity to negotiating with another country about but the stakes are like higher, and if you fuck up, I mean, it's not only us. Could you imagine you live in some other country that's within, you know,
but what's more important
distance
than a white guy making money, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's a white guy.
You're talking about like lives and shit. Who cares about that when you've got billionaires who need more boats, more giant ships, more property.
It's bananas. A white guy goes over to Asia for a photo op, shoots his mouth off, saber rattles, and is like gambling with nuclear war on a continent he's not even fucking from. His house, Pence's house, ain't in fucking Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
It's over here. He didn't give a fuck.
So there you go. The United States drew a line in the sand, said no more missile tests for you or we'll strike. And they had a misfire last night, and the U.S. is like, okay, well, we'll give you that one. It didn't work. But now North Korea is saying, well, we'll just test another one next week.
Is there a way that if North Korea fired another missile, there was a misfire, couldn't the U.S. like somehow doctor up some results from the launch and say it was successful, and our media could print that they did have a successful launch? And well, then Kim Jong-un wouldn't have his
There's a possibility
hurt
they that the Americans helped scuttle it. How do we know that it wasn't some cyber warfare thing that brought that that brought that missile down?
There's software in that missile that can be hacked.
Sure.
Oh, God. We're so vulnerable.
So
could Kuchifer hack into that fucking missile?
Kuchifer.
I'm serious, man. I mean, he sits around hacking all day. Or she, whoever the fuck he is.
I think he's in jail, isn't he?
Gucci fur. Behind bars.
The, there was some pastor who was trying to, remember which one it was. I read last week, but it was some pastor trying to explain Trump, you know, and explain why the Lord loves him.
Oh, good and, God. I thought it was going to be about some pastor diddling children. I just assumed.
And the pastor invoked that same thing we were just talking
about. Invoked what?
The same thing we were just talking about.
Okay.
God,
he invoked Jesus.
Here is,
hate that.
Speaking of Jesus, I've got a couple of stories. That's it. Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a couple of stories left over.
Yes.
From Faithless Friday.
Ooh.
To get to, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes and Stitcher, to download Friday's show.
If you're an atheist, you might enjoy Fridays on Crab Diving.
Or if you're just a secularist.
Oh, yeah, you might love it.
Because we don't shit on religion that much, but
that's
we do
right.
shit on religion trying to stuff itself into our holes.
It's a very specific type of shitting.
WND.
Yes.
World Net Daily.
Goddamn.
A wonderful periodical where people like Pat Buchanan.
Right.
And Michelle Bachmann. Sarah Palin.
You know, WND, I feel like, has been overshadowed by
Breitbart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
sure.
And InfoWars.
Yeah, it has. They're probably sad.
Sad.
WND is showing again that it is nothing but the hardest hitting journalism. Last week, posted a WND exclusive.
Oh, shit. An exclusive.
Solar eclipse across U.S. called a sign from God.
Oh, man.
Even though we knew it was coming.
Right.
If you have this thing called an almanac. You can even, you know, there's the internets.
Yes.
But in the old days, there was this thing called the almanac. And you could look in there and you could see when there's going to be a solar eclipse.
Yes.
For the next 100 goddamn fucking years. They know when that shit's going to happen because of, you know what? Math and
right.
science and shit. So
and
it's not a sign from God.
We also have something called the Bible. And that can let you know when there might be a sign from God as well.
Right.
You know, there's hints to, you know.
All kinds of baguettes.
Yeah, yeah. Prophets and things of that nature. Baguettes.
a total solar eclipse will cross the United States this summer, an event that hasn't happened in roughly a century. Ah!
Oh, shit. And also, it's explained by science. How terrifying.
Everyone will experience on August 21st at least 60% of the sun being covered and the resulting semi-darkness.
Oh, shit.
Those within a 60-mile-wide diagonal line from the Pacific Northwest through South Carolina
okay. Will
see the sky go dark and feel the temperature drop.
Ah!
In some areas of the country, the darkness will last more than 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, shit. It's going to be dark for a bit. Let me go get my gun. I'm locked and loaded.
Listen to this article. Such wonders of nature largely were feared in older civilizations. And even while the mechanics of orbits crossing can be observed and predicted, they still make many people think of God today.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. I'm sure when you look at the sun and you're religious and you're way the fuck into it, you might think of God. So that's not inaccurate, right? It's just stupid. It's fucking stupid.
Pastor Mark Blitz, the man who discovered blood moons phenomenon, I don't think is accurate.
Discovered and some bullshit.
He's the one who pasted a bullshit theory on the blood moons science. They say he's a Christian, who urges careful attention to heavenly signs.
Ooh, yes.
And he's suggesting...
Careful attention.
He's suggesting that there may be something more to the eclipse. Like a direct warning to the United States. So even though this has been predicted since, I don't know, let's call it the Middle Ages. You could have done the math and figured out when they figured out eclipses and orbital
and gravity
later, the Renaissance, let's say. When they figured all that shit out, somehow he's still trying to say that it's going to be a warning from the Lord.
Yeah. And you know, that isn't that irritating when a Christian or something, not all of you guys, but when you finally do cop to some science, you say, yeah, you know, I believe in evolution, but you know, you can't say God didn't have a hand in things.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That qualifier.
Right.
I hate that.
How can you prove that God didn't?
Did God have hands even? You know, prove to me that he had hands.
Because he made man in his image, so obviously he has hands.
How are you going to create the earth without a fucking thumbs?
This guy, Pastor Blitz.
Boo.
Says, from a biblical point of view, a solar eclipse is meant as a sign from God.
Fuck you!
In Genesis 1:14, God declared this to be so. It is a sign that is beyond man's control, something he can't manipulate.
You know, my favorite passage from Genesis is, she seems to have an invisible touch.
Wasn't that Phil?
Oh, yeah, that was, sorry.
Susudio.
No. Invisible touch. She seems to have an invisible touch.
I know, I was adding Susudio.
Oh, Susudio. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the best Phil Collins album. No Jacket Required. Love that.
Solar eclipses become biblically and prophetically significant and relevant when man understands their timing.
Yes.
According to the biblical calendar. Then we look for patterns. So, he's right there announcing that we don't base any of this on logic.
We look for patterns. We're trying to infer shit.
Pareidolia.
Which is what?
That's when you see faces and shit. When you see Jesus' face
in toast?
On a piece of toast, or you see the Virgin Mary in a salt stain in a viaduct in Chicago. That one still just makes me profoundly ashamed of my city of birth.
Right.
That there were people in Chicago several years ago underneath, I think it was like State Street or something like that, on the downtown area.
They found Jeebus?
There was a crack in the viaduct.
Yes.
And when you're driving underneath the street, you could look over, and because of all the salt and the dirt and the filth and the nastiness, it seeped through the crack and made some weird stain that, I don't know, I thought it looked rather vaginal, but of course everyone thought it looked like
the Mother Mary in a grotto.
Let me ask you something. How is it possible for one person to see a vagina and another person to see like a holy
pareidolia
deity from the fucking Bible? That's pareidolia. Shit. Don't feel bad about that, dude. I mean, from where I'm from, I mean,
people
in Georgia, you can see Jesus anywhere. Like, you
didn't
know.
They end up? I think they ended up like power washing that stuff off, and I'm not kidding, because people were stopping and causing
near accidents. They wanted to see it.
putting up those stupid votive candles.
Oh
and
my
shit
god,
like that in the middle of the expressway,
right.
In downtown fucking goddamn Chicago, Illinois. They're stopping because Mother Mary, of course, would show up underneath State Street where there's hookers giving hand jobs 20 feet above.
And how special are you, by the way? How special do you think you are in God's great plan that Shitler, when he's not busy trying to ward off AIDS and things of that nature, it's like, oh, I'm going to send Ryan a fucking, my image on a fucking bagel.
Shitler.
God, I just equated Shitler with Jesus. Jeez. That's...
Well, I understand that.
What? You couldn't. Shitler could never be Jesus. Number one, we've already determined that his hands are far too small to nail to any cross. You know, you couldn't find a gauge of nail thin enough to just rip his hands. You know what I mean?
Gross.
Well, what? It's just, that's not enough space to nail.
Yeah, you can't you use. Need a, you use a, can't use brads. You, need you gotta a, use a big
a solvent, not a solvent, but a
acid.
Glue.
Oh, glue
paste.
Listen to this. This is I'm skimming through this ridiculous WND story. These again. Chuck Norris has a new column, by the way. Over
on that.
At,
oh God.
At WND.
God, he's so, you know what?
Oh, and Chuck the Benhams.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Norris is amazing, by the way. The guy is a fucking actor. He's a martial artist and he's a writer. Triple threat. I didn't know that.
Can he dance?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a triple threat. Martial artist, writer, and Christian.
Just seeing if he's a quadruple threat. He might
no,
be able
no,
to
quadruple
dance
and actor.
And direct.
He's not much of an actor, though. The last thing I saw him in was one of those shitty Expendable movies.
Oh, he was awful.
How can you suck? Because all he does, you walk on, he has his costume on, and all he has to say is a couple of fucking lines. How do you fuck that up?
Well, it's hard when his pubic hair is under his nose. He's had so many facelifts. He doesn't have a beard at all. Those are his pubes.
What do you say when you're in the Hollywood doctor's office and you're like, listen, man, I want to get a facelift, but my nads are already at my chin. What do we do?
From a biblical point of view, a solar eclipse is meant as a sign from God. I said, he says, look at the biblical pattern. Many know the story of Jonah and Nineveh from the Bible. So crazy. They're all so nuts.
Nineveh? No. You're getting it wrong. Nineveh is a hand lotion. Nineveh is a fucking hand lotion. I swear to fucking God, well, I've seen it on a bottle before. Nineveh.
It may be, but it's also an ancient Assyrian city of upper Mesopotamia.
What came first?
Oh, this is one of those. It was abandoned in 612. This is probably one of those where they found the city later and then said, look, the Bible's true.
Did the lotion come right? first? Yeah. Was the lotion first or the city?
I don't know. Maybe Nivea. Maybe somebody.
What are you talking about?
I think it's Nivea.
Nivea. Lotion
that you're talking about.
It is. It's Nivea lotion. There's a cream.
Not Nineveh.
Nineveh. There's a balm, a lip balm. Nivea. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, and then a shave balm. Lots of products, which I'm sure are available on Amazon. For whatever you need in lotion, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy up
for whatever your lotion needs are.
Buy up your lube.
You could totally get lube on.
Oh, yeah. Can you really?
On Amazon, sure.
Do they ship
condoms?
It?
Condoms are cheap on Amazon.
Right. They drone them over. They don't even drone the lube. They just squirt it from the distribution center.
Well, the drone comes over and puts it on you, actually.
Could you imagine the drone? All right, we're going to do another lube run.
It'll put the condom on you, too.
Oh, God. Now, that's why.
I don't know if I want a drone near my dick.
It's an algorithm. That's all it is.
Over at the Huffington Post, the headline that was there before is that Trump's lies are catching up with him.
Oh, no.
I can't believe it's taking this long.
They've caught up with him. It's just that most of them that have caught up with him don't fucking matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people can be lied to over and over and just keep going back for more. One of those punchy balloon clowns keep popping up. Yeah. Hit me again. But there's a poll out now, a new Gallup poll. Meanwhile, Schittler was on a tweet storm all weekend. He was twit-rific.
I thought he was going to stop tweeting when he became president.
But he all but heard about the tax marches over the weekend. No, he's not happy about that. Fake news, blah, 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 blah.
Is he surprised that there are all these marches and demonstrations over his orange ass? Doesn't he know?
Well, they're paid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, George Soros, right?
Yeah. He tweeted something like, we need to look into who is paying to organize these small protests. He made sure put small in there.
Do you really think that kind of genuine hate can be bought and paid for? I think that you can't buy that. The hate for him is genuine.
I mean, the only evidence we have so far of paid agitators are coming from that that asshole on the right who makes those fake videos, right? Who tries to go undercover and catch Democrats in shenanigans. I forget his name.
Some dickhead.
But he, they found him. They did a reverse sting on him.
Yes.
And a liberal group caught him on tape trying to hire a liberal group to get violent at Trump's inauguration. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That he was talking about. He wanted to pay people to agitate at Trump's inauguration so they could make the left look evil and justify ultimately, Trump and the police.
What
and
a nightmare.
Jeff Bosash cracking down on
on
peaceful protests. That's what they're trying to do with this Berkeley thing over the weekend. Hundreds of thousands of people around the nation in 50, 60 cities or whatever marched for the Show Your Taxes march over the weekend. And 0.0 incidents, except in Berkeley. And that wasn't a Trump tax protest.
Right.
That was an alt-right asshole protest. And they brought people from all over. They even were planning, if you look at tweets by the organizers, they were like, come armed. And they were showing people, there was one tweet where a guy said, here's how you get away with having like this big club, you attach a American flag to the end of it.
Oh my God.
You walk around waving your flag and then the flag pops off when you get a chance to pop a libtard in the head.
Now you can beat people in the fucking face.
One of those alt-right Nazis is on tape. They're calling for his arrest. He sucker punched a liberal protester, woman over the weekend. There's tape of him just walking up and cold cocking her right in the face.
God, these fucking racist people. It's so terrifying.
And there are the anti-Antifa or the anti-fascist alleged asshole protesters also.
Yes.
But who knows, ultimately, if they're not paid by the right. You know, I mean, they're saying...
to bring a fight.
Right. This lets Hannity and Fox and Friends do these like, oh, look at all the liberal protesters. Die. Look at the violence they're causing, the Antifa.
Look at the fucking Nazis.
Well,
you've got white supremacists on Twitter, obviously organizing. They're trying to, start something.
Incite violence,
so dangerous.
I think you put a story up over the weekend sometime or Friday or something about how... or did I put that? It doesn't matter. About how they're itching. They got itchy trigger fingers over there on the right. They're more and more in these fever swamps of right-wing comment sections and Facebook pages and Twitter streams and shit. They're all just aching to start shooting some liberals.
Well, don't they feel like disenfranchised? Hasn't Trump and all these lunatics made them feel like they're being put upon by the liberals? They're being forced to accept, the left's agenda, but they don't fucking want to. You know what I mean? Like, their idea of America is getting fucked in the ass. That's their perception.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was that article about Kurt Schilling.
Oh, God.
It was a slow news weekend, apparently, because there was a headline. What's happened to Kurt Schilling over at the HuffPo? And it really just gives kind of a biography of what a spectacular asshole he is.
But he's
just
kind of
how he's
shit
away his legacy.
I think there are a lot of people like him, like right wing nut job celebs that just fucking tweet too much and talk too much and look fucking stupid.
Well, and he's lost all his money and he's lost all his credibility, yet he blames everybody else for that. This is the white man butthurt. These are the coal miners. They're blaming, well, I mean, the coal mines shouting aren't their fault. But
I mean, this guy is a fucking moron.
When they vote for Republicans who won't help them retrain or won't, you know, pass legislation like the Democrats do to make corporations retrain these people.
Yeah. You know, fucking Curt Schilling, too, to me, he has such an interesting baseball career. And I can't believe this guy has just shat that away. I mean, he brought the Red Sox a World Series title. He fucking won the World Series with the Diamondbacks right after 9/11. I mean, he was part of like what brought the country together or whatever symbolically after, you know, the worst terrorist attack on our soil. And now he's hated. He's fucking hated.
He could have, if he just kept his fucking mouth shut, he could still be on ESPN.
But, you know,
fucking baseball.
The thing is, if you look at the guy, we're like, if he could shut up, if he could do this, he can't. He's stupid. He's a fucking moron.
He's dumb.
Anybody that is that talented could shit all that money away. He made so much money.
Yeah, all gone.
Playing fucking baseball.
And punch fucked the what state was it? Rhode Island or whatever? There's, I think it might be Rhode Island. Look how small Rhode Island is. I can't afford it. But they taxpayers of Rhode Island gave him all these incentives and breaks for that failed studio / game adventure of his.
Yeah. What was that, like a theme park or something?
And he, no, I think he was making games, a gaming studio, gaming, you know, a place to produce games. And he fucked that up. Yeah. And the taxpayers now were on the hook for millions of dollars that they gave up to his failed adventure. And didn't he squeal when that went up? He blamed other people or something like that?
Dude, this fucking like guy, he came on TV that I think it was election day when Bush ran the first time. And he said, you guys for America, everybody go out and vote for George Bush. He had just got a title for the Red Sox. You know what I mean? And and then after that, I think his career as a right wing nut job loon kind of took off because people were probably sucking his dick. Hey, Kurt, you're. They're probably like consultants that approached him. It's like, dude, you should run for office. Look how popular you were when you made that announcement.
Yeah, he's not smart though. And in that article, they talk about how he was given this radio show over at Breitbart Radio, and that it's just no good
because
he's
that
no good.
He can't.
He's not good. Yeah.
I don't know why a guy. I don't know why you would think a guy that just is talented for throwing the ball really hard and putting it in a very specific spot over the plate, why wouldn't he be good at filling 2 hours on a radio show? Why wouldn't that translate?
Exactly.
And then he had his career made, though, because he was already an analyst on ESPN.
Right.
That's what those guys want when they get out of baseball. Those pro players, they want that so bad. They want to be an analyst. And they just
money. You sit there, you get flown around, you get to stay in great hotels.
But there's one thing you can't do.
Millions of dollars.
If you're a baseball player, you can say racist things. You can say shitty things if you apologize. Right. That's all you have to do. And then you have to perform
to a point.
Right. But I mean, you can go pretty far and Julio Lugo drug his wife out of a car and beat her in the middle of the street and still found a job after he was released from the Astros way back when. But you can't be an analyst and say racist shit because sports writers are all from Harvard and Yale and, you know, Vanderbilt. They're all smart. They're not stupid and they're liberals. And for the most part, they're pretty progressive.
Right.
So they just, you know, this guy's a pariah, Curt Schilling. Big racist idiot.
And Google. If you want to laugh, Google Curt Schilling Trump rally or something like that.
Oh,
he
shit.
Put together a rally and it might have been a rally to pre-announce or he said he was going to run against Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my
in
God.
Massachusetts, which I really want him. I want him to win the primary because I will stop everything and watch a debate between Elizabeth Warren and fucking Curt Schilling.
Now,
Pocahontas.
You know what? That would be like me grabbing a baseball bat and standing in the box against Curt Schilling as he throws me pitches.
Right.
There's no way I'm going to make contact. He's going to beat Elizabeth Warren.
He's a moron. Well, he will. You know, he'll call her Pocahontas.
Yeah, he'll say something racist.
Because that's all he's got. Oh, yeah. Oh, hello, Pocahontas.
What is it going to take for the GOP to look at, you know, like, when they put people up for office and they're full of shit and all they have is racism and hate in their platform and what they don't want? Now maybe they're looking at Schittler and saying, oh, shit, we're about to start World War III. Maybe voting for people that are dumb as fuck isn't the best thing for the fucking country.
They can't govern. Show me a state where what they're doing is working.
Nothing. Wait.
Show me a state where Republican processes and that they're running the show and it's doing well and it's working. Kansas? Louisiana? Texas?
Okay, if you were able to come up with an example of how things are going well under Schittler, well, then it's null and void if fucking North Korea launches a nuke and takes out some, you know, anywhere on the planet. Then it's like, no. You're a failure. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
Trump's had a hard on for nukes, though. I mean,
God,
it's
why?
Really creepy. There was a pundit on telly over the weekend saying that, you know, let's look at what he's been saying for 30 years. Basically, he even said it, was it to Chris Matthews? And then there were reports that he said it in one of his early national security briefings when he was still a candidate. Basically, well, we've got these nukes. Why don't we use them?
Why don't we use them? Oh, man.
Spectacular. I mean, just fucking crazy.
I mean, also, wasn't the whole arms buildup during the Reagan years, wasn't that based on the theory of, what do they call that, that Schittler didn't understand? First use or, I don't know.
Mutually assured destruction?
Yeah, something like that. Isn't that the idea? Like, first strike, we each had an equal number of horrible fucking nuclear weapons.
Right, and if anybody launches, we launch more back, and everybody gets destroyed.
So actually, the point of all those weapons is so we don't use them.
Sort of.
That makes no fucking sense anyway, but...
And haven't we been trying to get rid of them? We've had treaties since Reagan!
Right.
Signed a treaty to help lower the amount of nuclear weapons. GHW and GW both helped or signed or continued treaties lowering the nuclear proliferation.
Well, you know, at Vile Experience, if Schittler has his way, we might lower, you know, our nuclear weapons arsenal by a few, maybe.
And then he wants to build up. We need more nukes. Wait, what? Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, we have an absolute lunatic running the country. I mean, you could sort of see how everything could get totally out of whack.
He tweeted a retweet of a Drudge headline.
Yay.
Which said that his approval rating was up to 50%. But that was a Rasmussen poll. Rasmussen is notoriously right slanted. And it's an aberration because all the rest of the polls show that it ain't going in the right direction. And even his Moab, which he hoped everyone would then say, oh, forget about that whole Russian thing. Look, he's bombing people. That's what we want.
He dropped $15 million on Afghanistan. Or Pakistan, right on the border, right?
Yeah. Afghanistan, I think it was. Yeah. Was it near the border? I don't know.
Well, it's an area of Afghanistan where the Pakistani border is not well-defined. It's a problem area. I guess Al-Qaeda comes back and forth through Pakistan. I mean, I've never been there, but that's what I hear.
So we've got the latest Gallup poll.
Oh, yes.
Released on today, Monday.
Right.
Saying that only 45% of adults polled believe Trump keeps his promises.
God, that number.
Down
Right.
17 points since February.
Damn.
When 62% thought he keeps his promises?
But 55% of people think that he's not lying? 45. Did you say the number?
45 now think, yeah, so 55 think he's a liar now.
Okay, so now we got 45% of America believe in this loon. God, that's insane.
They think he keeps his promises.
Who are these people? Are they on DMT?
Everything else is going down. Is a strong and decisive leader. Lost 7 points since February.
Bam.
Can bring about changes the country needs. Down 7 points.
Survey says no.
Is honest and trustworthy. This one.
Suck my dick.
I don't know how anybody can.
Trustworthy.
I don't know. This is battered spouse syndrome or something. Because when somebody just lies to you repeatedly, I don't know how you can turn around and say they're honest and trustworthy.
Sad.
42% down to 36%.
Oh, shit.
Cares about the needs of people like you.
Right.
42% still think that he cares.
Does he care about my needs?
No.
He doesn't care
about anybody's needs.
God.
And losing ground even on managing the government effectively.
Oh, come on.
Only 40% think he can manage the government effectively.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I would believe that he's not lying to me before I would think he's an effective manager.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it's an odd thing to compare, but shit, he sucks.
If he said today's Monday, I need five.
I gotta check
references.
My
calendar. His approval rating hasn't decreased significantly.
Okay,
but positive views of his personal traits have.
Right.
In February, 65% of women thought he kept his promises. Now it's down to 40, a 25-point drop.
Oh shit! Dang. What's he going to do to fix this? What does he have to do?
And Democrats, liberals, and adults under age 35, all those groups have also significantly worsened. Well, of course,
but the millennials
and liberals
fucking
well, that's
hate
where he's really fucked.
Guy.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to do with this motherfucker.
At the beginning of his presidency, 92% of Republicans believed Trump kept his promises.
Bullshit! Of Republicans, sorry.
Of Republicans.
God, but still, I mean, you know.
Now that's dropped 11 points.
No.
But still, it's 81%. So it's 81% insane. Of Republicans still think, oh yeah, he keeps his promises.
That makes me think, let's find something to sell those idiots.
Well, they deserve whatever they get. But then, sadly, they're taking the rest of us down with them.
Yeah, and there are people over in Seoul like, yes, sadly.
If they were the only one believing the lying sack of shit,
I mean,
then that would be one thing that if it didn't affect the rest of us. But
yeah, think about like somebody living in Seoul right now, what they think of the people that voted for this fuckface.
Well, the rest of the world thinks we're crazy. Yeah, but Seoul, right? They're like, oh, great. I'm going to get vaporized. Because some stupid, angry white people in the United States believed a pathological lying scumbag.
Right. But Marie Le Pen is going to win.
No.
I don't know, man.
Probably not. I mean, I can't say no.
Shit.
I didn't think Trump would win. But they're hoping that the moderate dude, who I guess is really boring.
Oh, God.
There's a moderate who's not like a real liberal, not like a real crazy conservative. He seems to be their only hope.
Right.
And they're hoping that he can get more than 50% in the first, you know, it's one of those guerrilla votes, guerrilla primaries.
But it's France,
jungle
right?
primaries.
It's France. We're talking about France.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't understand how this Marie Le Pen is winning in
There's
France.
There's angry,
has any
xenophobic,
support,
horrible white people everywhere. And when
I
you can point to a brown person and blame them for your economic troubles,
but
it's
they
the
all
same
have,
thing everywhere.
They all have berets on. They're having coffee in
and
a
they still smoke a lot.
Cafe and shit.
John Oliver had a great
yes.
a great closing piece over the weekend. I saw I saw it. I think it was this morning. He appealed to the French that they're our only hope.
Yes.
That really, if France flips to this, these crazy right-wing xenophobe racists, then there goes the EU. Because France is kind of one of the pillars of the cornerstone of the EU.
So when they say there goes the EU, is that figurative or they literally mean like...
No, literally. France pulls out of the EU because Marine Le Pen is one of these, like the rest of them, globalists. They don't want globalists, Ryan.
No, yeah. So that's a caveat. Marine Le Pen will take France out of NATO?
Not out of NATO, but right. Out of the EU.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, damn.
So Marine Le Pen over there, they're hoping, she just had a little bit of another scandal or something that they're hoping kind of hurt her.
Right.
But even if she and this other dude, they think, make it to the general election, they get the top two voters. Nobody gets 50%. It's her and this moderate dude. Everyone's predicting, oh, there's no way. It sounds familiar. Oh, there's no way that Le Pen's going to win. All the rest of the coalitions will team up against her.
And what about Schindler? What about Putin?
Well, oh, yeah, they're breaking their balls in the... in the social media gulags, they're doing the same thing they did here. They're trying to spread fake news. The bots are going crazy.
Do you think Trump has a similar operation to what Putin has going on with those media gulags and the fake news?
No, I think Trump used Putin's media gulag, right? Isn't that what we're
Are we going to see the CIA starting to influence elections the way
both sides do? Both sides
do that anyway.
Both sides, I'm sure, have social media toadies.
Right.
I can't believe that Trump had to call Erdogan and congratulate him on taking democracy away from his people.
Yeah. What do you think he went with? What word? Was it fantastic? You're wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
You're great.
I wish I could do that here.
Great.
We're working on it. We're trying to keep the blacks from voting.
We're trying to parade our nuclear weapons down the fucking...
So there you go. Less than half of Americans believe that the president is trustworthy and keeps his promises.
Dude, you know what I keep thinking about? That story of Trump trying to get a military parade for his inauguration.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Like that shit that Kim Jong-un had this weekend. With all those big giant missiles parading by and all the military.
So
Trump
up.
Is probably like, see, we should be doing that.
God. Obama must have been like, he wants to do what?
Creepy.
He wants to drag tanks to the fucking Capitol? Are you fucking kidding me? It's nuts.
We had talked about the continuing saga of, I guess they're just waiting for Bannon to go allegedly.
Right.
Saturday Night Live was great again. Trump was, the president.
Right.
And, Alec Baldwin playing Trump and, in comes Bannon as the crypt key or the death, the guy, skeleton.
Right. The crypt keeper, not the crypt keeper, the grim reaper.
Grim reaper. That's it. Charon.
The Crypt Keeper was that guy from that television show late at night that had all those
yes
whatever
I can't remember it
god
either.
Damn it something
tales from the crypt
right
so the Bannon character comes in and then he brings in Jared Kushner
yes
who was Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Who was hosting.
Oh, what a whore.
And Jimmy Fallon came out in that outfit that Jared wore over in Iraq, that flak jacket with the
Jesus Christ.
The sport jacket and the khakis underneath and the fancy probably $800 sunglasses. You remember that look?
Oh, yes. God, Jimmy, the people in Seoul, big fans of yours. Really happy that you helped Trump get elected. Good job.
So he came out dressed like that, and then Trump announced that they had a like a an apprentice style firing. And he's like, the name name I have here is the person who's going to stay on as my advisor. The other one will have to leave. And it turns out that he's keeping Jared. And then at the end, spoiler alert, Bannon leaves. And Trump says, okay, you can have this desk. I'm going back to mine. And he goes back to his little kid desk and playing with his toy. That's going to drive him, Trump, nuts.
Oh, he can't take that.
Now he's going to hate Jared.
Right.
Because people are saying Jared's in charge.
Well, so he fires Jared, then what?
I don't know if he can.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, he can. That guy's.
You're going to fire your daughter's husband?
Well, I mean.
Mussolini, right?
He fired a bunch of wives. Oh, did Mussolini do that?
He executed his son-in-law. This is from, I forget if this is from the WAPO or wherever from last week, but we were talking a little bit about how the Ivanka and Jared wing is winning in the White House, but not because of good altruistic reasons, like, you know, let's make America better. It's because of their brand. We talked about it last week, right? They're worried that once this is all over, the Trump brand is going to be bad. How are we going to open more hotels, Daddy?
Think about the Trump brand if you live in the hills of Afghanistan where that Moab was dropped. Or if you live in fucking Syria. Or anywhere in the...
Or anywhere. No.
What is she out of her mind? Is she fucking delusional?
So
your brand.
Here's what it says. Trump's three oldest children... Uday, Ivanka, and Kusei, and Kushner have been frustrated by the impression of chaos inside the White House and feel that their father has not always been served well by his senior staff.
Those people are out of touch or you're lying.
The Trump heirs are interested in any changes that might help resuscitate the presidency and preserve the family's name at a time when they are trying to expand the Trump Organization's portfolio of hotels.
Ivanka, you and your fucking idiot, sleeveless vest wearing fucking loser husband, you're worth nearly $800 million fucking dollars. What portfolio are they expanding? What the fuck? Your brand is shit. Your brand is crap. What the fuck? Your brand is associated with white nationalism. Fuck you.
A well-connected operative said, quote, the fundamental assessment is that they want to win the White House in 2020. They're not that if they want to win the White House in 2020, they're not going to do it the way they did in 2016 because the family brand would not sustain the collateral damage. So they're saying, we don't want you to run hating black people and hating Muslims and being shitty to women and all the stuff that makes conservatives hard.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want you to run on that because it's making our brand look bad.
Your brand. I mean, the brand is, look at all these Syrian refugees. They could be terrorists. We don't want those dirty Syrian starving children in our fucking country. That's the brand.
This person said,
fucking asshole.
It would be so protectionist, nationalist, and backward looking that they'd only be able to build in Oklahoma City or the Ozarks.
That's
so they're
true.
Worried about where they're going to be able to build their fucking hotels. That's all they're worried about.
Right. I mean, their brand to me at this point is better suited for like a line of shitty knives that you might sell at a Walmart. Right. I mean, who the fuck is going to spend good money and go to a Trump luxury hotel?
Well, right.
I've had eggs thrown at them while they're coming in and out of the motherfucker. Protesters. You just hate
and have food that's not passed inspections, like at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I saw that story. You put that up. That is fucked up. So the nuclear football is sitting around like undercooked chicken. And
you're right.
Ugh.
And remember, they want to have fewer regulations.
Fewer regulations. Yeah. Well, yeah, then, yeah. It's easier. It's easier to fuck people in the ass.
So the big news.
Yes.
Especially if you're a fan of crab diving and... the clips that we always play here frequently on the show.
Yes.
One of the more entertaining lunatics out there, of course, is Alex Jones over at InfoWars.
Eat my dick, motherfucker.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Well, that outburst and others apparently will be, might be played in court, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
So Alex Jones, I think it might be still trending on the Twitter. He is, right. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
How did he get into trouble? All he does is sit at a fucking chair and talk into a microphone all fucking day. How did he get into trouble doing that?
And, I think it's a shout out to Celeste for, tweeting about Alex Jones too. Alex Jones,
Danke Celeste,
is in a custody case with his ex-wife.
Oh my God. Run, run. She made it out of the fucking bunker.
Now her attorneys want to include a selection of Alex Jones's violent outbursts, including ones where he recently threatened Adam Schiff. Remember, I like gay people, but this guy's like a, stereotypical fairy, right?
He called cocksucker. Adam Schiff a stereotypical deer cocksucker. In the headlights cocksucker. Yeah. What is that? That doesn't even make any sense. So you're like stunned beyond all reason. You're frozen. You can't move. But at the same time, you're sucking a cock.
He also threatened Alec Baldwin. Sure. He told Adam Schiff, fill your hand.
Yes.
Which
is bizarre, which is so bizarre.
He's not a big fan of Keith Olbermann.
No.
And that clip, that little drop I just played, that was him in the fucking
car.
Kill
your fucking selves, you fucking globalist.
That was him in the fucking car with some other toady who was taping him with the cell phone.
Ugh.
And he was losing his mind.
Yeah.
Well, now his ex-wife, at a pretrial hearing, the attorney for Alex Jones.
Yes.
Said that using his client's on-air InfoWars persona to evaluate Alex Jones as a father would be like judging Jack Nicholson in a custody dispute based on his performance as the Joker in Batman. He's playing a character. He is a performance artist, he says.
What about like comparing Heath Ledger's performance as a Joker in Batman? Do you remember the part where the fucking pencil?
He's amazing.
He shoves the guy's eyeball onto that pencil. When he's having the meeting at the beginning of the movie.
No.
You remember that. It is, maybe you don't, because I'm weirded out by shit like that. The guy got his eyeball poked out.
I remember that specifically, but.
By the late Heath Ledger.
In a movie.
In a movie, yeah.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
I gotta give him credit for being entertaining. If
oh
anything.
My God. Why can't he just do that? Why can't he just say shit like that and then, you know, keep his insanity on the mic? He's fucked up.
Yeah, so the ex-wife now is she wants, I think he's had custody of the kids. There's like I think like a 13 or 14 year old boy. How fucked up is that kid?
Oh, yes. If
he's been living with Alex Jones.
Well, the good thing
since the divorce.
He's been exposed to firearms his whole life and probably knows how to shoot.
He's a manly man.
Oh, yes.
I already got him 4 hookers.
I bought him a hooker his 10th birthday.
the wife is saying, you know, he's saying he's not like that. It's just an act. And the wife is saying, oh, he's like that.
Well, maybe,
I think
he's like that.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards the wife.
Right.
In that one.
I mean, how do you pull that act off unless you're a fucking genius? You got to be Meryl goddamn Streep. He's a real deal.
Here is a clip of Alex Jones they included over at Right Wing Watch.
Oh, shit.
In the past saying he's, here we go. This is not related, but this is just him explaining his behavior in general.
Noted.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Is that all one clip? Is any of that cut together?
No, that's all one clip. I'm watching him say it.
Can you play it again? I love that list.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Ooh.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too.
Oh,
geez.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. I like to shit. Manly men stuff.
What else do you like? I mean,
what?
Geez.
What is this?
Do you read?
How can...
I like to read.
How can anyone listen to this or watch this and not laugh at what a stupid, moronic asshole he is? But there are other guys out there who are watching this and getting hard.
I like to spin. I like spin class.
Oh, yeah, he's a manly man. He's not a cuck. He's not a beta male.
I like to hike.
God. Fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us.
No, shit, no, dude, no.
Right.
I mean, this is what people were like, 40 or 50,000 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Don't deny his life force, though.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a life force.
I'm human.
I'm a pioneer. He's a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. I've got blood. Jesus Christ, man.
I'm a pretty little girl.
This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
What?
What?
The humans turning on everywhere.
Are turning on everywhere.
Jeez, he's setting liberty fires. Come on. It's scary, isn't it?
He's got hot blood going through his heart.
I'm going to set a liberty fire up your ass. I got blood.
So there you go. Alex Jones apparently
a 3-year-old.
Will be claiming that
it's I eat.
Character he plays. It's all an act.
Right.
It's like the act we play here.
I enjoy.
We play here on the show.
I play the guitar.
I'm actually a very conservative Christian.
Yes. Do you think he plays the guitar or has any like interests that are like reading, arts, music? I like to eat. I mean, does he do anything like...
I think he hunts.
I like Dickens.
Yeah.
I like existential philosophy.
I like the works of Henry Miller. Fuck your cunt. I don't know if he said that. Quotable.
I'm just looking at... This is over at Right When We Watch. I saw another headline over here. We haven't heard from this guy.
I mean, maybe he's just filling the space, Alex Jones. He's got a lot of time to fill up.
God.
I like to eat. What a lunatic. Sounds like he's 2. He just learned to talk.
I am human.
I mean.
How simple and dumb, really. I mean, really,
that's a guy that thinks the world is against him. And he is a rich, straight, white male, well-armed, has tons of money, has his own radio network.
He's playing a character that thinks the world is against him.
He's loaded. How is the world... Again, how is he put upon? How is he attacked?
I don't know.
It's bananas, dude.
Jim Baker.
Okay, I've heard of him.
Well, here you go. Hot off the presses, Jim Baker talking about the demonstrations against Hitler.
The shocking reason why students don't want Chick-fil-A on their campus. Did you read that one?
I did, and it's unbelievable to me. You know, we've said here, I go to College of the Ozarks. My college has a great relationship with Chick-fil-A.
College of the Ozarks.
We have a great relationship with
Chick-fil-A.
That homophobic fucking company.
They hate homos, too. We have a great relationship with them.
Oh, my God. There's a fucking Chick-fil-A right in the heart of Hollywood on Highland and La Brea. People go in and out of that motherfucker all the time.
I didn't know there was one here.
Dude.
I never went to it here.
Hollywood and La Brea right there, you know?
Damn. Good custard, though.
Oh, yes.
I've heard.
Horrible.
This is not his show, by the way. This is a different show.
This is called
Revelation in the News.
Okay, that sounds serious.
And
hard hitting.
Apparently what they do is they drag a green screen behind his desk from his usual soup selling show. And they put a fake background in the background that makes it look like it's bookcases and everything.
Okay.
And him and 3 of these assholes sit around and they talk about Revelation in the News.
Right. Okay.
So that's what this is. And I don't know who this toady is that she's like, oh, I got a,
God.
I go to the Ozarks.
What must it be like in a goddamn production meeting for the Jim Baker thing and, you know, and all these right-wing nut jobs? They all have programs, and they got to have some kind of meeting, right, where they coordinate when the green screen comes on, when this segment happens. I mean, it's got to be, like, run like a normal show.
Oh, yeah, they've got a producer.
How bizarre.
They got everything.
We're going to do the Nazi segment at the beginning, and then we're going to talk about, like, how, you know, people on welfare need to be drug tested in the second hour. How gays are ruining the country in hour three. God.
That one? I did, and it's unbelievable to me. You know, we've said here, I go to college of the Ozarks. My college has a great relationship with Chick-fil-A. I mean, I don't know a college student that doesn't love Chick-fil-A. It's our favorite place to go. I just can't believe if you don't agree with what they're saying enough that you don't want to go, then don't go. Don't go. If you're offended by what a business believes, you have every
but
right
you know
to
what?
Not go.
They've been kind to all sides of the issue.
They have.
They don't discriminate.
No. When?
And it doesn't work like that.
When has Chick-fil-A been all sides of the issue? There's no valid gay people don't have the right to the same rights
that's
as
not
everybody
a
else.
Side.
That's not a valid other side.
That's not a side, dude. That's like saying, okay, standing in a fire and out of a fire is equal.
Well, yeah. And Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi, they were just on the other side of that slavery thing.
Yeah.
They were just presenting a slightly different argument.
Yeah, take out other and put wrong. You're on the wrong side.
Nate against people.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, we've got to stop this destruction, this destructive attitude in the United States of America.
Right.
Because we need to, you know, the last 8 years, I didn't see any.
That's the black period.
Oh, yes. How horrible.
The black period of the United States.
Remember the last 8 years when, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know, but we weren't on the brink of World War fucking three, you know?
You know, these last 8 years, the dark ages, the dark ages. Oopsie. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the so-called right wing marching against Obama.
Oh! Come the fuck on!
8 years. There were no marches against Obama.
The right wing.
There was nothing. There was no protest. There were no...
The very leaders of the right wing shut down the fucking government.
Well, and...
For no reason.
And Google Obama protest.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be able to see some of the great signage that a lot of wonderful patriots had.
What about that overpass? Those stupid fucking overpass groups? The Tea Party on their bullshit?
There were no protests.
God, the racists. He's not. He's
how
from Kenya.
How do they get away with this? I mean, how...
Their base is stupid.
Marching against Obama. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we've got to come together. I believe a country, the Bible says, divided, a nation divided, cannot stand.
Is that in the Bible?
That's the end of the clip,
yeah.
By the way.
That's in the Bible. It's in Harry Potter. It's in The Sun Also Rises. It's in all the good fictional books. God.
And most recently, Baker has also said that those who criticize Trump and protest are demon-possessed.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And people are wrongly, quote, blaspheming
the
president. How does one blaspheme a president?
But he's not a deity,
Pat.
I don't understand. Listen, is there a demon in my asshole not letting me want Chick-fil-A? Is that it, too?
We read today from 2 Timothy, what are the signs of the last days?
Oh, God.
Number one, Timothy. Perilous times will come. And then it says, men will be lovers of themselves. Is that true today?
Absolutely. We have dedicated Facebook pages about ourselves, all about us.
I mean,
that's right.
Okay. What do we call the pictures we take of our
selfies? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Look.
What do we call the pictures we take of ourselves?
Yes.
Oh, God.
God,
that's not
Lori
either. That's, I don't know who that is.
No, it's some loon who's that. She goes to
that's
college
the
of, the Ozarks,
of the Ozarks,
right?
Yeah, like, college she's of the like, Ozarks girl.
She's like the young, hot fucking reporter for this shit bag.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Look at my scriptures.
Yeah.
You have it right there in your scripture too. Mm-hmm.
Take a look at my scripture.
I got to tell you something.
Let me show you my scripture.
The chances in 10 being the greatest, One being the least that Jim Baker has tried to, you know, finagle his way.
Metaphysical certitude.
Into the pants of this journalist. Because, listen, I'm not asking out of nowhere. The guy has a history, right? Jessica Hahn?
Sure.
So, what do you think?
I don't know. Lori's,
no, please.
Lori's quite a catch, though.
No, Lori's like frozen in carbonite.
Yes.
She's got so much Xanax in her body. She didn't fucking know.
God, these people are just fucking
assholes.
And your scripture, too. Mm-hmm. Lovers of themselves.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We have pictures to.
Why not?
Today by the hundred.
By a fleshlight.
I got to tell you. Yeah. Well, lover of themselves.
Sure.
Does he mean that people are now able to blow themselves? Have we evolved to the point where that one vertebrae.
Well, that's a sin.
Disappears?
That's a sin.
It is a sin.
Apparently fucking the church secretary. Not.
Not a sin, Pat.
Pictures today by the hundreds of millions. Probably
you don't fucking know you.
Millions of pictures. Right. And they're called selfies because we're lovers of self. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers. What's happened? They're blaspheming. Blaspheming Christianity. Blaspheming Jesus. They're blaspheming the good that is done, and even blaspheming a president.
How does one blaspheme a president?
I don't know, but did you hear that moment? He they're blaspheming anything, yeah. I forgot that thing in my list, the bullshit that I'm spewing.
And even blaspheming a president who wants to do good. Mm-hmm. A president who wants to help us not bring drugs into our country.
Oh, brother, there it is.
Okay, so the
wants
wall.
Wants to stop murderers and rapists and literally to bring America back to a place where your kids could still walk the streets around your house at night. You know?
Oh, yeah, take out all the brown people. And
right.
And they think all the crime will go away.
Oh, look, you can walk the streets around your house at night. God. Where are these people living that are listening to him? You can't walk down the fucking street at night. That is the worst message to send these white people that are terrified, that all are armed, because they think that Al-Qaeda is coming to a theater near you any fucking second. You know?
Right.
They're coming for you!
So, conservatives never marched against Obama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
There you go.
Congratulations, Jim. He didn't work his way into like a little spot for his soup that he sells, or didn't advertise that at all.
What not on maybe this show. It's less of a hard sell. I don't see any bowls of soup anywhere, or any tubs of potatoes, or you know some really appealing looking.
Do they have ancillary?
Buckets
yeah.
Full
do they have ancillary programs on their network that are like just they just want to say, hey, we offer this, and so maybe they don't hit people with the hard sell
maybe.
During those tiny shows, but they save the big products for their you know. Their blockbuster show, the whatever. What is it called?
The tent pole.
Is that what they call it?
No, the tent pole.
Oh, the tent pole.
Their tent pole. The Jim Baker show.
Oof. Here's my tent pole.
Speaking of drugs.
Yes.
A little good news on maybe.
Right.
On the marijuana front.
Yeah, man.
We've been all keeping our eyes on Jeff Bosesh.
Right.
Who would love to be able to shut down any kind of marijuana legalization, even medical marijuana, and really start just summarily throwing brown people in jail.
God damn.
But how are we gonna throw all the blacks in the jails if we get rid of simple possession and stuff?
But you know what, man? If you legalize marijuana in Alabama and you let those rednecks start growing weed to sell,
it'll be calmer.
Dude, you'd have the best weed on the fucking planet.
Supplant meth, because that's the last thing angry assholes need is uppers.
I got a meth plant. A meth tree.
Right? I mean,
I'm harvesting meth.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
Ooh, fuck you. Who is that?
John Kelly used to be a general, was he? General right. Kelly?
Okay.
Creepily enough, there's a lot of
ex-military,
a lot of military,
right? A lot of Goldman Sachs.
There was a
a journalist or a pundit, I think, over the weekend that said, let's all remember that Trump has surrounded himself with military or former military. So when he asks for ideas for solutions, he's going to get military solutions from most of these people.
Let's just drop a big fucking bomb on those motherfuckers and we'll show them what's what.
That's why we don't put, that's why we have those laws where you can't have been in the military 5 years before you become a secretary of certain some things. And we just waive those for for these guys, for Mattis.
Right. But what do we have with the Secretary of State? He's not he's not a legislator and he's not even a military guy. He's just a fucking oil guy.
Human.
Barely. Have you seen him? Rex Tillerson is barely a fucking human. He's got no personality, dude. He is a fucking zero.
He sounds like the parents on Peanuts. With a Texas accent.
Don't you just want to ask Schiller and say, listen, can we just have, this is one thing. Can we have John Kerry back? Please.
Madeleine Albright.
Please. Yes. Anyone. Chachi.
So John Kelly, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, was on Meet the Press.
Okay.
With Chuck Todd.
Yes.
And
Chucky.
They were talking about the war on drugs.
Oh, shit.
Kelly said heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine are the three substances they should be tackling.
Okay, not weed.
Marijuana is, quote, not a factor in the U.S. drug war. And authorities should be focusing on other substances.
That's right. Keep your fucking fingers off everybody's fucking marijuana. Please.
Heroin and meth, he says, are virtually all produced in Mexico, while cocaine comes up from farther south. Combined, all three drugs killed more than 50,000 people in the U.S. Along with opiates, the drugs cost the U.S. around $250 billion a year.
How many deaths is alcohol responsible for? I'm just wondering.
Oh, well, yeah.
A shit ton.
He was asked how federal marijuana legislation would affect drug arrests in the U.S. Medical marijuana is already legal in 28 states. God, that's amazing, isn't it? 28 states has medical marijuana.
Yeah.
8 states plus Washington, D.C., marijuana is legal for recreational use.
I thought it was recreational. Wait, it's not recreational here yet.
No,
not yet.
Next year. But I thought the asshole Republicans of D.C., you know, because Congress controls D.C. because the poor people who live in Washington, D.C. don't get to vote, which is really a fucked up system that we've got. But I thought there were some Republicans that were vowing to scuttle the vote or to overrule the referendum for marijuana DC, but I guess they haven't yet. So there were some Republicans who are like, we're not gonna allow it.
God, because they don't want to see it in their backyard. They're so fucking stupid. Should be able to go to a bar that's a pot bar and smoke a joint in a bar. You know what I mean? Like
Secretary Kelly said, increased drug arrests are not a solution. What?
Holy fuck, what? Man.
Republican heads won't be able to handle that. What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
What do you mean we can't arrest people?
What are we going to tell our prison corporatist fucking lobbyists?
He said we have to worry about demand reduction. Well, there you go.
Right. Make this country more fun and people will get off cocaine. What do you think about that?
He said he supports medical marijuana use, whether it's veterans or anybody else. If it helps those people, then fine. Medicine is medicine.
Right. Oh, shit.
But he doesn't support the full legalization of marijuana. He still says it's a gateway.
What about LSD?
Crap.
Because a lot of people think LSD can do good things for your brain. You know? Is he pro-LSD?
Yeah, they're starting to explore the medical benefits of that too, of actual therapy with that. But you know, the assholes, like with marijuana, because of the stupid federal Schedule I classification of marijuana, there's still only one place where they legally grow weed for study.
Okay.
for government study for medicine and stuff. So,
I wonder if that's really good weed. Like,
I don't think it is. That's the problem. Is I don't think it. I think it's shitty government weed, you know?
Man, that is what is going to happen, right? When we get legalization, are we going to have shitty government weed, like welfare weed? You know, if you can't afford, like, you get an Obama phone, you get...
I don't know. What happened in Bolivia? Remember, Bolivia not only legalized it, but went into the weed business. Like, the government started just selling weed.
It's the smartest fucking thing they've ever done.
Maybe I'll make a note of that. I want to look in to see what's been going on in Bolivia since that happened.
We really need an altruistic person in charge of this marijuana thing, because I think it would be so shitty if it got corporatized and be like, you know, now I got to smoke Walgreens marijuana. It's cheap. And, you know, ugh, God, what a bummer.
There was a Kelly's stance on legalizing weed.
Yes.
Matches that of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Sessions is considerably more hardline, said in a speech last month.
Yes, he is.
That marijuana is only slightly less awful than heroin.
Was he in a gimp suit?
I will disagree.
Or how about, like, well, fuck all that. How about when I take a pill of Oxycontin, it knocks you on your fucking ass?
Right.
Everybody's addicted to these fucking opioids, and there's studies about that. There's evidence. But that's not illegal.
Sessions says the three main ways to fight the scourge of drugs are criminal enforcement, treatment, and prevention. But you notice the first thing was criminal enforcement.
Well, that's discipline. That's discipline, man. The GOP, they love discipline. Teach me a lesson.
There was a recent article in the Washington Post that said how Sessions might try to crack down on marijuana use.
Crack.
That he has a plan to prosecute more drug and gun cases and pursue mandatory minimum sentencing. In March, he said, "I reject the idea that America will be a better place if marijuana is sold in every corner store."
That's not what is fucking happening, you dickhead.
"And I am astonished to hear people suggest that we can solve our heroin crisis by legalizing marijuana so people can trade one life-wrecking dependency for another that's only slightly less awful."
Says a guy who's a fucking racist. Says a fucking bigot. Fuck him.
Well, and you can have a life-wrecking dependency on anything.
Oh, absolutely.
There are people who can handle their weed and people who can't. There are people that can handle heroin and people who can't. I don't know many because heroin's, you know, because of the physical addictiveness. But that's the thing about weed is that it's not, it's kind of a little bit physically addicting, but it's not like heroin.
I mean, we're in a world where booze is a legal thing. You can get a prescription for Xanax.
Physically addictive, by
cigarettes.
The way.
Cigarettes. What's more addictive than a fucking
physically
cigarette?
Addictive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the view on drugs should be for
so
treatment.
Weird.
And if it's affecting your life negatively, then it's a problem. If it's not, then it's not a problem.
And also, I don't know what's more harmful to your health, having a weird little kind of odd marijuana addiction or getting shot in the face by a fucking gun. Because we're not regulating that shit.
God. There you go. John Kelly, the Department of Homeland Security dude, says he doesn't think marijuana is a problem when it comes to the big war.
We either need an age of enlightenment among the GOP or we need the Democrats to start winning every election. It's either of those two things to save this fucking country. Or the planet, for that fucking matter.
So, apparently over the weekend, now there's a little Twitter fight going on.
Ooh.
Because John Oliver.
Yes.
Also on his weekend show.
Right.
Not only did he have that great thing about France where he turned the last couple of minutes into like a film noir, turned it to black and white. He was smoking a cigarette and he spoke nothing but French. He was speaking to the French people and he's like, "We need you to Yeah. To save society, basically.
Don't be fucking crazy like us. Please don't do it.
Well, another segment they had on the show was, he said, fuck you, Geraldo, which is awesome. Geraldo fucking, this is creepy as hell.
Is he up to shenanigans?
This is after, I think it was Fox and Friends.
Boy.
On Friday.
Yes.
And they come back from a break, or they opened it up. I don't know where, what part of the show it was, but they were playing some like fucking upbeat, I love America, fuck yeah song, coming back. And then they were showing footage of the Moab going off.
Oh my God.
Over and over.
Why are we celebrating this?
This is what I just love to see. This is great. Nothing's better than waking up to the smell of burnt brown people in the morning, isn't it?
I mean, it should be a sad thing. I don't give a fuck what the circumstances are. When you got to drop that fucking bomb, nobody should be happy about it.
They were showing, and talking about God this fucking damn Moab.
You imagine you live anywhere near where that thing was dropped and you turn on television, you're like, oh, look, this dickhead on, I don't even know who this is happy about this.
I don't know if I can find the exact, the video they put here is the whole like 15 minute segment. But here's a little bit of John Oliver, maybe. Leading
Johnny.
A significant amount of authority in the hands of his commanders. And you may think that's good. You may think that's bad. But I would not expect Trump to curb that power anytime soon. Because, as we talked about last week, this is a man who responds to praise. And yet again, he's being praised for this. Just watch Trump's favorite morning show, Fox and Friends, respond to the bombing.
Now the video, it's courtesy of The Red by Toby Keith.
Oh my
and
God.
And the video is the Moab Keith going off.
Good morning. That is what freedom looks like. That's the red, white.
That
oh
is,
my God.
Oh my God. Someone get me a mop. I'm so wet below. That is what freedom looks like.
Oh, God. Drop a Moab off in your fucking neighborhood.
What horrible people.
Get vaporized.
What horrible people. It's I mean, even if it's our enemy and they're horrible people that got killed, there were like 100 people killed and they're saying it was all enemy. We don't have that guarantee.
How do you fucking
regardless
know that?
If it was, there are still 100 people killed.
I mean, what anytime soon, because as we talked about last week, this is a man who responds to praise. And yet again, he's being praised for this. Just watch Trump's favorite morning show, Fox and Friends, respond to the bombing.
Good morning. That is what freedom looks like. That's the red, white, and blue.
Well, one of my favorite things in the 16 years I've been here at Fox News is watching bombs drop on bad guys.
Oh, Geraldo.
God damn.
God, should we give you a minute so you can go, you know, snap one off, Geraldo,
hey,
so you can be relaxed for the show?
God damn. Am I wrong to be surprised that he would say that? It just doesn't seem like him. Isn't he?
He's an asshole. There are times
like more of a moderate.
Well, he's
there?
A Fox whore now too, and on the rare occasions he stumbles into the right side of an issue, he portrays himself as the moderate over there, but most of the time
Dude,
he just falls in with the horrible people over at Fox.
Imagine like after 9/11. You turn on television, I don't know, and on the ISIS morning show, somebody's standing there thinking, God, you know, I was watching those planes fly into the World Trade Center. There's nothing more beautiful. If you saw somebody saying that, we would lose our fucking minds. It's a white guy saying that bomb going off in Afghanistan was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is so insensitive. What a disconnect. Wait. Geraldo, is he Latino? He's not white.
Yeah, he's a Latino.
Okay, correction.
I believe. Okay, now.
Good Lord.
I've done lost my place.
That is the most insensitive shit ever. I mean, we really should be ashamed of ourselves. You can't think that.
The camera and say,
my favorite things in the 16 years I've been here at Fox News is watching bombs drop on bad guys.
Oh, that's a coincidence, because one of my favorite things in 4 seasons on this show is getting to look directly into the camera and say, fuck you, Geraldo. I hope your mustache gets caught in a box fan.
I hope your mustache gets caught in a box fan.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Or box fan, if you're John
which,
Oliver.
Hey, like, which I would prefer that to having a Moab dropped on me.
This show is getting to look directly into the camera and say, fuck you, Geraldo. I hope your mustache gets caught in a bolt spout. Oh, that felt amazing. That felt absolutely amazing. But Geraldo wasn't done. He had strategic advice for the man who was almost certainly watching.
It's not going to win the war, but it certainly sends a message. The message has to be, we're coming for you. You know, I had a bully in high school. Okay?
This is such the bullshit. Even Pence, in his when he's wearing his ball sack weaved bomber jacket. This is the leather of elephant balls.
Right. When you said ball sack, I just pictured Pence in like a beret made of scrotum.
But he, when he was giving his speech over in South Korea, one of the things that he mentioned, made sure he mentioned, was the airstrike on the, well, you call your buddy first, Uncle Nipples.
Oh, on the airfield.
And you say, hey, we're going to hit this airfield, get your people out of there.
Right.
And then he calls his buddy Bashar al-Assad,
Hello.
Who gets his peeps out of there. And then they say, we're going to give you a couple days. Meanwhile. And then they bomb the shit out of it.
Are they going to call anybody that lives in a nearby village? Hey, we're about to light shit up. You might want to take all your shit and leave.
Well, they got
to
kill some people. Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah, to make it worth it.
They got to ship some women and children there to make it. Make it look bad.
I mean, God, if we don't bomb anybody, where's Geraldo going to find any beauty in this fucking world? It's the most beautiful thing I've seen in 16 years.
Nothing I like more in 16 years than watching bombs hit bad guys.
It makes me think, like, he prepared that statement. Like,
so
he prepared that statement to say that after Brian Williams was shamed, right? For whatever that, what did he say? It's beautiful watching this fucking thing blow up and that guy.
Oh, yeah, he quoted who did he quote? He quoted a songwriter who wrote... Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen.
Oh, my God.
Didn't he?
Leonard Cohen must have lost his fucking mind. Yeah.
He's no longer with
us.
Well,
he's dead. Yeah. Damn, he's dead. After he's dead, you say that, you motherfucker.
So, yeah. So Pence went out and made sure that he made it a point to say, while he's saber rattling against the North Koreans, that he was like, look, we bombed the shit out of Syria. We bombed the shit with a big mother of all bombs,
Ooh.
By the way. Out of Afghanistan,
yes.
Don't fuck with us.
Here's my dick. God, you remember Trump said in the fucking election, nobody's more militaristic than I am.
Meanwhile, Obama droned the fuck out of people.
And
we're in that. We were against that.
Right.
But he didn't put it on Twitter.
No.
He didn't film it and jerk off for give it to the for the right wing nut jobs to jerk off to.
I mean,
they probably considered, I don't know, blowing up civilians and stuff, not great. Not a great PR move for the United States. But
what?
These people don't care.
Then
they're
what are the woo-hoo. Optics like? It's like they're wanting. It's like they want to provoke a fucking attack. When you bomb people, and then the next day you see white guys on the TV looking at that bombing, saying it's fucking beautiful. When we bomb an Arab country, I don't. How do you look at a terrorist and say, hey, you know? You're wrong to hate us.
Right.
I don't know. How do you,
or at least the people,
right,
of the country, the and terrorists? It, you know, yeah. I mean, the upper levels are just greedy, power hungry dicks like these guys.
And think about like
our leaders.
How we see that it really is. It really shows you how the GOP, or at least Trump, sees the rest of the planet. It's just his garbage can. That he can just blow up whenever he fucking wants to, when it serves him.
All right.
It's so fucked up. Ah!
The message has to be, we're coming for you. You know, I had a bully in high school, a guy named Richie. You never knew what Richie was going to do. Richie had he'd have a temper. Sometimes he'd want to kill you, and sometimes he'd let you go. I like that they think that Donald Trump is like Richie from my high school. I want the bad guys to think that he could do anything to them at any moment. God.
So we are thrilled that the rest of the world thinks our leader is an unhinged lunatic who is unpredictable. They keep saying that. We're glad we're not predictable. You know what?
Yeah.
In international
we
diplomacy, you kind of got to be predictable.
Geraldo, that guy, Richie, who bugged you when you were a kid, who bullied you, was he enlightened? Did he seem smart? Was he well-read? What the fuck?
Well, is he looking back at his bullying experience wistfully?
Fondly.
Is he looking back at Richie fondly? He's
well,
just
God.
Saying, you know, we had this bully. Nobody knew what he was going to do. And these other guys are you know, I kind of like it that the other ones think this that Trump is like Richie. Well, wait a minute. So you're admitting that you've gone from the bullied. Now that you're the bully, you get to be happy and get to throw away the Viagra bottle because some people got bombed.
Listen, he is not throwing away that Viagra. I was stupid. I was under the impression that in this analogy, Richie was going to be the terrorist or something.
Richie's Trump.
God, of course. Of course.
And he's okay. He's saying it in a good way. He starts off with, we had this bully. And then he says, but I'm happy that everybody thinks that Trump is like a bully.
You know, man, this is we're having every problem that we thought we'd have when Schindler was president.
Worse.
When he comes to the American people and makes a case for bombing Syria, bombing that fucking airfield or dropping the Moab, nobody fucking believes him because he's full of shit.
Right.
And now we're talking about World War III and nobody believes him because he's full of fucking shit.
He had he'd have a temper. Sometimes he'd want to kill you, and sometimes he'd let you go. I like that they think that Donald Trump is like Richie from my high school. I want the bad guys to think that he could do anything to them at any moment, and I think that that has a positive impact.
No, it doesn't.
Holy shit! You see, this is why bullying never works. If you have a bully in school, there is a good chance he's turning some kid into the next Geraldo Rivera. And if you have a bully in the White House, he does violent, impulsive things that seem to be inching us close to, among other things, potential nuclear war with North Korea. And if that happens, it's going to take a fucking amazing piece of chocolate cake to help us forget about it.
The chocolate cake.
I was with President Xi and I told him I sent 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles over a beautiful piece of chocolate cake. You should have seen it. It was lovely. It was the color of a black woman.
Yeah. I mean,
that I don't want to have sex with.
You know, like I'm supposed to look some person from Yemen in the eye and say, listen, America cares about you. This guy dropped a bomb and he's fucking in the same sentence where he's talking about a bomb, he's talking about cake. They have no humanity. None of these people have any fucking humanity whatsoever. You can't look at that bomb dropping, that $50 million bomb and all the stories about how it works and shit and think if you're happy about having to drop that anywhere on the planet, you're not a human. I don't know what the fuck you are. You're a monster.
So from fuck you, Geraldo, I hope your mustache gets caught in a box fan.
Yeah, that's funny.
Geraldo hath responded.
Oh, shit.
On Twitter.
Is he apologizing?
Geraldo tweeted this morning.
Yes.
Early this morning.
Okay.
To hashtag John Oliver, by the way. So possibly a little cowardly that he didn't tweet directly to John Oliver.
Yeah. You're going to lose, hashtag, dickhead.
Moab killed 90 plus ISIS. Remember them? Baby killing terrorists, throat cutting savages who rape and burn religious minorities?
Did John Oliver respond?
I haven't
yet
seen right before the show. I looked
that is
at
not
the Twitter the stream to see if he had responded. I hadn't
point.
Seen anything.
It's not the point. It's this. It's like this regard for humanity that we hear from the GOP and from Trump's camp that the rest of the world hears, and they could think, I mean, how would you think that you don't have to protect yourself from us?
Right.
We have the biggest, scariest cock on the playground full of nuclear weapons.
And regime change. How's that worked out for us over the years? And all of our regime change, sticking our noses where it doesn't fucking belong, is what has gotten us into many of these problems in the fucking Mideast.
Makes me wish this deep state where Obama's controlling shit actually existed. But it doesn't. Oh, my God. We're fucked.
We only got a couple minutes here on the big show this Monday. Don't forget we're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Oh, shit.
iTunes and Stitcher. crabdiving.com.
And maybe we'll be around for tomorrow's show, or maybe we'll just be like
vaporized.
Maybe our molecules won't exist. Yes, I know. Listen,
Geraldo will have more jerk off material.
What happens if a nuclear bomb is detonated in LA? Like, for us,
where?
Downtown, I don't know.
Oh, well, we're fucked if it's
downtown.
Will
we? Will I feel my skin melt off my skull?
I guess it depends on how big the blast is. If I had a nickel.
If I had a nickel.
A good sign. This was from Faithless Friday too. We didn't quite get to this. To this story, but this is on the good news ear side.
Good news in the face of thermonuclear disaster.
If we survive all of this shit, there is now research, from Pew,
right.
And this is Pew Research Center's Religious Landscape Survey.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that landscape is. That like
it's a way like
hills and valleys with crosses
right,
all over.
Right. It's a photo. It's long ways as opposed to right. tall ways.
Now they're saying that despite they're showing an increase.
Yes.
In the number of statements. That show that people don't believe in a God.
Okay.
They say based on our results, we can state that with around 99% certainty,
right.
That more than before, atheists have only come up at like 2-4% of the population when they take some of these polls.
Yeah.
These guys are saying they're asking the wrong questions. So they've decided that with more than 99% certainty, that more than 11%
bam
of Americans are atheists. They have a 93% certainty that more than 17%.
Don't you think we're helping?
Of Americans are atheists.
We are helping.
So they say that roughly 1 in 4 American adults may be atheists, implying the existence of potentially more than 80 million of us.
We're going to run out of babies to eat.
They say even in anonymous online surveys, the atheists may effectively be closeted, even in anonymous telephone polls. God. They don't out themselves. People are fucking afraid, right. Especially if you're in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. And if you ask, I wonder if you ask a question like, do you believe in God? Or if you ask a question like, do you believe there's a higher power controlling the universe?
Yeah, or are you spiritual?
Yeah. Yeah, I take yoga.
So they're saying with better questions from researchers and less stigma in society.
Right. Quit being a dick about it.
Atheists out there are eventually going to begin admitting it more.
That's right, baby.
So there you go. A little bit of good news for a reason.
Dude, we're going to get back to the real reason for Christmas, Santa Claus.
Right. Who is white?
Yes.
Join us tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little nibble taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. Keep the lights going.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, or his Instagram at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Santa Claus is Asian. Maybe.
Is Asian?
Who knows?
Since when does your no mean yes?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.